And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you very much. I understand we got some letters about the U.S. House apologizing for slavery and Jim Crow segregation.
That's right. Here's one from Michael Brown, who thought the apology was empty-handed at best. He wrote, "Somehow white Europeans in different parts of the world feel like now is an appropriate time to speak out a verbal apology, i.e. Australia, England, now the U.S. A real apology is done through action, not merely through a verbal, I'm sorry. If it's really meant, these governments would back them up with equality at all levels, education, financial institutions, employment, housing, and business development. Without the action, it's meaningless. How lame."
We also got some letters for a roundtable last week we called Muslim Americans Battling Bias. Listener Fahim Rasul wrote in to say he liked the segment, but we should have spent more time on the subject. He wrote, "We Muslims are challenged by America to get the word out that our religion is not a religion of terror, but of peace. We must continue to propagate our great religion whatever and whenever we can, whether it's mainstream media or in our daily lives."
And then Steve Ford in Berkeley, California, was prompted to write in when he heard the interview with writer Kai Wright about his book, Drifting Toward Love, Black, Brown, Gay, and Coming of Age on the Streets of New York. He wrote, "The book and its description come off as sensationalistic. The experience of the young man is not the norm for queer young men of color. Mr. Wright stands outside of the chaos and says to the world, 'Look, look, look at the gory picture that I have painted so vividly here for you to see.' How do young queer people get the message that they can live normal, everyday, boring lives when those stories are not considered newsworthy?"
James St. Clair in Yemassee, South Carolina, praised our month-long series on jazz. "I love the show this evening," he wrote, "and plan to purchase works by the musicians featured. I have been waiting for some jazz chamber fusion and am grateful for the introduction. Barai's question about how do you define success was brilliant. Keep up the good work."
Then listener Duca Oni wrote in after hearing a discussion on our Sports Bloggers Roundtable about American athletes playing for foreign countries during the Olympics.
"The fact that Chris Kaman and Becky Hammon were born, raised here, played here in college and in the pros, they have no allegiance whatsoever to these other countries. I don't think they should be allowed to play for the other countries."
He wrote, "Sadly, I did not hear anyone mention the scores of athletes from around the world that are given a fast track to U.S. citizenship to enable them to compete as U.S. citizens at the Olympics. From Hakeem Olajuwon of yesteryear to the majority of the USA soccer team, why is it suddenly not okay when the tables are turned? Could it just be a case of old-fashioned hypocrisy on the part of your guests?"
You have an interesting point, but there is a difference. Olajuwon, for example, was in this country a full 10 years before he played for the United States, and he also played college here as well as in the NBA.
And finally, Robin Barlow-Jones gave us a shout-out from Oakland, California.
"Just want to let you know how much I enjoy listening to Farai Chidea's show News and Notes. It's refreshing and fresh all at the same time. Farai Chidea should do her own Black in America. She has the depth, insight, and sophistication to probe such an extensive and complex topic."
And that's it for letters. Please keep your comments coming.
And to write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks a lot, Sasha.
No problem.